Here he is, the man of the hour.
Dancing across the weather. All right, you got Bill Snyder, my producer, dancing with Ed Lee.
There you go.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Earth, wind, and fire, right?
That's exactly right.
I bet you guys dance a lot in the weather.
We do.
Don't you?
That's fun.
I don't want to
Lots
think about
of fun
that.
Back here.
What the hell is going on over there? You know, Judy's all upset about this 24 inches that they got in Central Park.
Oh, mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what to do.
No. Actually, it was closer to 27 and a half inches. And they had close to 30 inches around Baltimore and 36 inches west suburbs of Washington. I mean, those are amazing amounts of snow, aren't they?
You'd call that a big story, right, Tom?
Big story.
Oh,
big story.
I don't think it didn't happen here, Tom.
It did not happen here, Tom. Although, you know, 49 years ago tomorrow and the next day we had the blizzard of 67.
Yeah.
And, you know, none of us will forget that. Remember that? It started about 5 in the morning, and by the time it ended at 10 o'clock the next morning, 29 hours of consecutive snow. We had 23 inches of snow, 20,000 cars abandoned on, you know, area thoroughfares, 1,100 CTA buses abandoned. 60 people lost their lives in that.
That was a
terrible storm. 53-mile-an-hour winds and 4 to 6-foot drifts at Midway Airport.
I saw you tweeting about it, too, Tom. You said it caught us by surprise because of the way forecasting was done at the time.
Well, you know, it's amazing. This is pre-computer model. I mean, we had the really, really basic computer models then, and we didn't have the good communications. You didn't have radar composites back then. We didn't have satellite imagery operationally. That was still in the laboratories being worked with.
Mm-hmm.
So forecasters in that era were working in an entirely different environment than we work with today, and I doubt a storm like that would get by us today, quite like that one did. But yeah, that was. We went to bed. I remember it had been 60 plus degrees 2 days before. Then we had thunderstorms, and there had been funnel clouds reported in the transition to the colder air in the southwest suburbs. And we went to bed the night before that storm. The forecast was rain or snow and a high of 40 tomorrow. And you got up in the morning; there was already 6 inches down. And in those days, they didn't tell you the top accumulation figure. We just didn't have the ability to do that. So you woke up to a forecast of 4 or more inches, and there was already 6 inches down. Then it was changed to 6 or more inches at 10 o'clock. By then, there was a foot down. We never caught up with that one. That really was quite a surprise.
Well, you know, and that's the
You're
thing.
You're being very quiet.
No, I'm saying that my mom... my mom and dad always tell a story about that storm.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was in the Air Force, and he was stationed at O'Hare, and he was coming back during that storm, and he abandoned his car on the Kennedy.
Wow.
And I think if I'm not mistaken, it is still there. And
you never saw the car again?
Yeah. And I was like, well, where did you go? You know, like even as a kid, I'm like, where did you go? He goes... I went to a bar. Where do you think I went?
Yeah.
So
go anywhere. I suppose you could go inside and stay warm.
Right.
Wouldn't that scare you, though, leaving your car in the middle? I mean, imagine doing that today, even. That's what happened in the Groundhog's Day blizzard on Lakeshore Drive.
Well, you know, and that's the thing is we have this technology now, and we also have, and not only is the technology good for us to predict what, you know, where we should be at that moment, but it's really essential for the people who are, you know, shoveling.
Yeah.
Right? And the plows and all that.
Absolutely.
And they get ahead. And so that 1968 scenario, very unlikely to replicate in a place like here.
No,
right?
That's
true. In a place like Chicago.
Well, even 11 years later or 12 years later in the Jane Byrne blizzard, you know, we had a pretty good idea that thing was coming by then.
Yeah, but we didn't. I'll tell you, because those were back-to-backs, right?
Yes.
Didn't we have?
Oh,
we'd had a really
every
snowy December,
weeks.
And then every 2 weeks we're getting nailed.
Started December 1st was our first snowstorm in 78, 79. And before that season was over, we had 90 inches of snow. That was our biggest single snow season and remains that today, to this day.
Well, we had a pretty good one a couple of years ago. The point, even when you talk about that February storm, what was it, 2010?
Right.
Was it?
Yeah. 2011.
2011.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lakeshore Drive was just a mess, because a bus stopped.
That's right.
Got skidded out, and then it stopped everybody from moving.
That's it. And
you then
had
it
no
locked
way to
everyone
turn around
down.
And get off the road, you know, and they. Now, I guess they put some brakes in the median strip, right, since then?
Yes.
Although I don't know where they are. As I think about it, I've driven that strip of the drive regularly, and I can't remember seeing them. But I guess they're there.
There's a turner. Go out onto the beach if you want from there.
I see.
I don't know what they – well, no, they take them – you can come off of – I think they put some brakes in the – to get onto – Inner Lake Shore Drive.
Gotcha. That's what it was. Okay.
And remember, people were getting out, and then they were going over to the doormen at the fancy buildings on Lake Shore Drive.
Yeah.
And, does anybody have stew? I'm very hungry. You know,
well, you
so
know,
it was very weird.
There was a story today about out east. A mother and her kids were stuck on one of those highways out there, and they suffocated.
That's a terrible. That was a terrible situation.
That was a terrible story.
Yes.
So I guess we just go back to the fact that we at least we have an idea that's coming. And these guys knew it was coming, but they are not. New York is its own situation. New York is prepared for this. But Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, again, we talk about the mayor of Baltimore. She's like, I don't know, baby. I don't know. We there was nothing we could do about it then and not now either.
No, they're used to getting these snows that then melt because it gets pretty warm after them right away.
Right.
I remember I lived my early years out in New Jersey, and you get these storms, and, you'd be get excited because you think, we'll get off school tomorrow or something like that. But the forecasts were a devil in those days because fixing the rain snow line, I don't know how they did it. They actually did a fairly good job considering what they were working with.
Right.
But I remember you go to bed out there and they'd say rain heavy or, snow developing, changing to rain, and your heart would sink because you think, there goes the chance for a snow day tomorrow. And once in a while, it wouldn't change to rain, and it would just keep snowing, and you'd wind up with a huge pile of snow. So it was something. You know, after that Groundhog's Day blizzard here, Louis Uccellini is now head of the weather
service. You make it sound so cute, by the way. I hated that blizzard.
Yeah, that was mean. He sent me an email. Somebody must have sent him a picture of all the traffic on Lakeshore Drive, and he said, what part of blizzard warning didn't people understand in that one?
It's an unfair criticism because of what happened there, because of the bus.
It is. And not only that, I understand fully. People are at work, and they don't want to miss work, and the employers are, thinking, geez, should I let my employees go or not? And so everybody figured there'd be enough time to sneak in the trip home, and it came in so fast, you couldn't get ahead of it. So
and wet and stupid.
It
was just stupid. Tom, there's just no two ways to describe this other than stupid.
Do you ever use that in your official reports?
Yes.
Stupid.
That's how it goes.
There's an adjective we don't often apply to a storm, a stupid storm.
It was a stupid storm. And this thing that went up the East Coast. But the thing is that because it happened in New York, the national news is hysterical
about
it.
That's what we were talking about earlier, Tom.
Yeah.
It's like it could snow like that in Chicago, and we don't get any coverage.
Wouldn't happen.
Nobody feels sorry for us.
Yeah.
No, and they should.
Yeah.
I mean, we're to be felt sorry for too,
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this
we deserve our wall to wall coverage by every news entity that there is in the universe.
Right. Watching each of us dig out our car.
Exactly.
Right.
So we are feeling this. So that was stupid too. But anyway, but the point is that they're climbing on a snow, and it doesn't. And it seems like New York, like a city that has to do that,
mm-hmm.
at least in Manhattan, in the central part of Manhattan and Midtown, they seem to be getting the stuff out of the way. You know, Saturday Night Live, they sent somebody out. You know, they did the bit where they had his name out in a snow pile.
Not so bad. And then they went to him later, and he had
frozen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was like they could have – I like – the only thing that is crazy, and I don't know if you've ever been in New York when this happens, during emergencies, they do this, like, lockdown thing.
Yes.
And they close the bridges and the tunnels.
Yep.
And it's like that movie Escape from New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's where like, it's, good luck.
They're kind of all stuck out there on Manhattan Island.
Yeah. And it was – oh, boy.
My dad used to do that commute in there, and I can remember there were times that, I remember during the power outages, and he wouldn't come back, and it was an hour and a half commute each way because we lived in New Jersey, and then he would do the commute into the city and back again every day. And so we'd say goodbye to him at 6:30 in the morning, and he'd be home at 6:30 in the evening. And in these cases where the power went out or you had a snowstorm, as you were saying, Ro, he wouldn't. You'd know he was tied up somewhere, and you were never quite sure. This is before cell phones. So I remember my mother being, worried many times about what was going on because there was no way for him to communicate what had happened.
And what's worse is when you're there, you're like, now what do I do? If you do have to get off that island,
mm-hmm.
prison that it is, there was a couple of years ago I was there. for work, and I was, and it was the, was it 2013, I think it was. There was like this huge storm, same sort of setup.
Yeah.
Coming up the coast, and it was going to, you know, do this thing. And I had to, and I was like, I got to get, I either had to get out or stay two more days.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I mean, I 2 days sort of sounded a little like, you know, kind of fun to be stuck for 2 days. But my bosses, who eventually fired me anyway, probably would not have been happy about it.
No.
So I was like, it's, you know, I guess.
So you should have stayed the extra 2 days, as it turns out.
And I could have worked from there, but I just didn't want to tell them that I could have worked from there. So it was much easier that it was, you know, it was what it was.
You're never quite sure what to do. You know, it all sounds exciting, but it gets old fast.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're trying to find a hotel at the last second and they're gouging
you.
And I've been in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, imagine all the hotels are full.
Yeah.
So trying to find a room or something like that is...
but it was not the end of the world. That my point is, it was not the end of the world. Hey, you know what I? You know what Tom did today? This tells me, this is what reminded me that we've been doing the show for about a year now. And a little bit over a year. Was one of my first days on the air with Tom. He told me about how much more sun we had right now.
Oh.
This must be a thing that, so it reminds me that, and I can just tell it's Bill, isn't it? It's not you.
No, I did this one. Bill is a great, he comes up with stats, but I thought, you know, I want to look at how much the days of the sunlight's lengthened.
There you go.
And so 38 minutes. We've got 38 minutes more daylight than we had back on December 21st.
Pretty great, huh?
I said to myself right away, this is a stat with which Roe can identify.
I can get into that.
It's great you did
Anna,
that.
It would make our life easier because you know,
living with me.
It's
edge.
Been a rough show today. I mean, a little rough. He's been very anxious,
upset.
He was,
That's all we need to know about the weather. We got more sun. We got a little bit of snow rain tonight, right? A little snow tonight.
Yeah.
And then it's actually kind of...
it gets mild later in the week.
40s, right?
Hey, but I'll tell you, there's one thing, and this is out there.
Oh, God.
But and this could impact this Iowa vote next week.
We're going to be there.
We have to drive there, Tom.
I know you do. And there are a couple of models that are developing a storm system and bringing it up through here, and it's been showing up with some degree of regularity over the last week. Now, the details of it are fuzzy, to say the least, where the rain snow line will be. But we got our forecast off the European Center's model that parallels what the U.S. Ensemble model is.
When does it hit?
Yeah. Well, it would be in the Monday, Tuesday time frame.
Oh, my gosh.
Not be returning.
We might be stuck there.
And you know what else?
Speaking of places to be stuck.
I know. And what's interesting is if this, you know, worst case scenario, and it's way too early to say that's the one that's going to work. But, I mean, you could get wind with this and everything else.
Now, Judy, why aren't you reporting on that?
Yeah.
We may be talking by way of... long distance through the magic of modern day technology, and it'd be the Rokon show from Des Moines next week.
I do have a setup to make my car into a broadcast facility.
Well, there you go.
And I think that the drive back, we might do
money
that.
On a room that way. So
Hey, what are you doing, Tom?
I'm sorry.
You know what will happen
I didn't
around
say
here.
That.
You know, there's a guy's going to come down and go, you know, it could actually save some money if you were willing to.
I heard Tom Skilling say that.
Right.
No, you don't need a
He's
room.
He's a very smart man, that Tom Skilling.
Yeah,
you know, in that Tahoe, you can just put the back down and you can just lie back there.
Sure.
Well, we might be doing that if there is a storm because we didn't book four nights. We only booked two nights.
You know, don't lose sleep over it.
Don't lose sleep. That's the worst thing you can say to me. Don't lose sleep.
Don't. I mean, this is not carved in stone by any stretch. But I looked at this thing and I thought, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Is right.
Tuesday, you know, well, we've got a group here. You know, our reporters are heading out there, too.
Yeah, I know. This ain't right. All right. Now I got to go.
Okay.
I got to go. Goodbye, Tom.
I overstayed my word.
Yes, you did. I'm hanging up on Tom and it's a satellite.
Right,
get out of here.
Right.
Talk to you tomorrow, Tom.
All right. There you go.